Richard King for breakfast.
And as always, at this time of the Tuesday morning, I catch up with our IT and gadget guru, the man who's got a wonderful website, Tech Guide, T-E-C-H-G-U-I-D-E, techguide.com.au, and that's Stephen Fenwick. He's on the line. Morning, Stephen.
Morning, Richard. How are you going?
Oh, fabulous, fabulous. Look, we're always talking about phones, and I mentioned yesterday, it was on this day back in 1963 that the Bell Telephone Company released the first push-button phones, and boy, having phones... come a long way since those days. I think they were trialling it about 1959. It only had about 10 buttons, but boy, oh boy. And look, this is one I had, and this again goes back to the 3G. I don't know whether you shed a bit of light on this one, but it was Colin who emailed in, wondering if any of your listeners have experienced the same issue with their mobile phone since the 3G shutdown. Colin says, I have a Nokia 2.3 phone, and with the Aldi network, which I found to be great, by the way, but since Sunday the 2nd of November, my device won't let me make or receive calls, although the text and all other internet functions work as normal. Have been to an independent mobile techo. He advised me to replace the SIM card, which I did. After activation, same situation. Techo then tried multiple SIMs in my device from other employees at the site, and it worked fine. So he assured me the problem was not the handset or device, but with the SIM network. Naturally, I beg...
The network, The change in the SIM wouldn't have done anything there. See, the risk here, like the... Do you remember before the shutdown, Richard, where we were talking about those phones that appear to be 4G but don't have the VoLTE functionality?
Right.
So VoLTE is what you need to ring 000 now through VoLTE. Now, I'm looking at the specs of this Nokia 2.3. This was released nearly 6 years, 5 years ago, and I can't see on it where it has the VoLTE functionality. So what I reckon's happened is that the networks... knowing the device, have blocked it on the network because that would not be safe to use in 000 situations.
Okay.
So this whole closure, nothing's going to change overnight. There's going to be some little bumps along the way where the spectrum has to be reallocated and all the different frequencies have to be reallocated. So... I would contact... So who would you say is with Telstra?
Well, it's an Aldi, which would be with Telstra,
which
wouldn't it?
Which is Telstra anyway, I'd go to a Telstra store and show them the phone and just say, listen, I want to make sure that this will work on the network. And if not, why not? And he'll hopefully get an explanation.
Yeah. All right, good. Thanks for that. I thought that was the issue. And look, another one that popped up this morning, I noticed, and... published in the telly that horrifying statistics show the rate of youth suicide has close to doubled since the iPhone first went on the market. I don't know whether they're making a direct correlation there between iPhones and people taking their own life, but they said in 2006, a year before the first iPhone was released and at a time when social media was a way to keep in touch with friends and not a way of life, but they reckon since 2006, since the iPhone was released, the number of young people in Australia taking their own life has doubled.
The iPhone didn't reach Australia till 2008 for a start, so 2006 didn't even exist.
Yeah.
But I'll look at those stats since we've had the internet. So you can't blame one device. It's the connection that all devices provide, unfortunately. So that's the whole issue. And the government saying they're going to ban social media for anyone under 16. That's a drastic move, but hopefully one that works. Personally, I think that's a waste of time. It should be some other the people who create the content should be held more responsible for what they share online. There should be no anonymity online as well. So if there is trolling or bullying happening, those comments should be traced back to a person, so they know who exactly is saying that. So there are ways to do it. I think this method is sort of breaking an egg with a sledgehammer. You're trying to fix something by doing something drastic.
And I mean, if they do pass this legislation, the problem is still age verification, isn't it? I mean, if somebody wants to go online and get a...
Good luck with that. We've known since we've had the internet, like in mid-90s we had the internet, and they said it that back then that, under 18s can't access porn, but guess what? They are.
Yep.
There's no... Here's the age verification. if little thing pops up on the screen to say, are you over 18?
Yes.
So you reckon who's going to click a yes or no on that one?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's the age verification we've got so far. So how's that going to be used for social media? No one is going to want to give Facebook or Instagram or anyone else their passport information, their driver's license. The parents might have to do that to verify their children. It's a can of worms that they're going to open here. And I think, yeah, they're going the long way around to get to fix the situation.
And isn't the government, with this legislation, putting the onus on the platforms themselves to do the verifying? It's not the government saying you're banned.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yes.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. Why limit themselves? They're going to say, well, no, we're a business. They're going to not cooperate.
Yeah.
Unless the US gets involved, and these are US companies, don't forget, right? So the US government's not going to hurt their own companies. So that's the other issue, where it takes countries like Australia, and I even believe the UK are floating this idea as well. It takes other countries outside the US to put pressure on them. But whether they cooperate, exactly right. They've got the technology to do all kinds of things. All they want is our data, unfortunately. We're a data farm for them.
Yeah.
That's how they make their money, and this is too hard for them. This is in the too hard basket. They don't want to limit the number of people on the platform. They want to maximise the number of people on their platforms.
Yeah, yeah. And look, we keep talking about one of the most traded things online is data. You know, people buy and sell data, and we have no idea what's going on in the background with our data, do we?
It's a multi-billion-dollar business, Richard. The data that we create, that we share, that identifies who we are, what we like, where we go, who we know, all those things, that's valuable information.
Yeah.
And it's traded. These platforms don't want less of that. They want more of that.
Yes.
And there are things you can do. Like, I know Apple have on their app store that you can choose not to be tracked, and you can do this and that. And actually, that caused Meta and other platforms that took a bit of a hit on their ad revenue, because they weren't allowing these apps to gather as much data as they usually do. So,
yeah.
Look, not many people realise that. They flick through the conditions and go, yep, and they don't read anything, and all those conditions are saying that they can use their data, trade it, do whatever they want with it.
Yeah, yeah. And look, we're talking about taking a hit. Elon Musk's ex, formerly Twitter, has taken a bit of a hit, particularly since he's aligned himself so closely with Donald Trump. And apparently this new platform, which is apparently very similar, Blue Sky, certainly in the United States, is attracting a lot of former ex users, apparently.
Yeah, it's been around for a little bit, and you're right. Since Musk took over X, formerly known as Twitter, it's been a little bit polarizing for people. And yes, his alignment with Donald Trump has just sort of got a few people offside, and I've even heard of people selling their Teslas and because they think it's a big Trump sticker on the back of their car.
Okay.
So that's I think a lot of people in the US, of course, people in Australia, I don't think would care less, but I've heard of cases in the US where a lot of Tesla drivers have sold their cars or traded them in for another vehicle because of that. But you know, it's still, X is still pretty popular. Where it goes, I think, do you remember when Threads was announced as well, like the Instagram offshoot, which was to challenge X as well? That seems to be thriving also. So it's just giving more options for people, but also then more platforms that we're going to probably have to ban for under 16.
So, yes.
Give with one hand and take with the other.
Yeah, yeah. Look, we talk about, you know, all these hacks, and we've had a few major companies in Australia that have been hacked and have gone down for quite some time. But they reckon that our government cybersecurity capacity has fallen in global ranking, and we're now amongst the worst in the world, apparently, as far as cybersecurity goes.
You'd think that the best security that exists in the country would be around the government, and I think it is. How we rate to other countries, I guess, is something to be seen, but we have had some incidents in the past, and look, if you can't secure your government systems, then we're in all sorts of trouble. So that's a bit alarming to hear that we are maybe down the list. So hopefully we can, with Albo trying to ban social media, let's have a look at the other side and make sure that our systems are secure to begin with.
And finally, being a Rabbitohs tragic, and Shanna's been going on about how good Latrell Mitchell looks, reckons he's lost weight, looks
fit.
Yeah,
I actually saw him, mate. I bumped into him a couple of weeks ago, and he's looking trim. He's fit. He's been, I think he's been doing some training. Well, he missed the last like four or five games of the season. So he is looking the goods, I think. Yeah.
Well, and apparently Wayne Bennett's warned his players if they don't return pretty good nick, you'll be in all sorts of trouble.
Mate, they'll just pull the scales out and say, righto, boys, if you go over a certain weight, then you're in all sorts. So good to see Uncle Wayne's back again, mate. Hopefully we can turn things around. This year was a disaster.
Yep.
Next year, the only way's up.
All right. Good luck to the Bunnies next year. Always good to talk to you, mate. Have a great week. We'll catch up next Tuesday.
Likewise. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Stephen Finnick, our IT and gadget guru. His website, which is a ripper. He often has good competitions as well. It's techguide.com.au.